I'm on a mission to help high flyers just like yourself, who until now have let the fear of public speaking hold them back from making a bigger impact. Join me as I find out the secret sauce from the world's leading speakers to make your speeches more interesting, enjoyable to give, and impactful for your audience. That's the mission, and this podcast will get you there. My name's Victor Ahipeni, and this is the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. Speaker Nation, what's happening? Welcome to another episode of the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. I'm your host, Victor Ahipeni. Super excited to be along here with you in 2019. I hope everyone's had an awesome start to the year. It's been all go. I had a week off over Christmas and then have been back on the grind for one particular reason, and we're going to talk about that shortly. But I heard a very cool video the other day. I'm a basketball fan, for some of you that know me, and I was listening to an interview with a guy by the name of Giannis, and I'm not going to attempt his last name because I will get it wrong. He's called the Greek Freak, but he was talking about going to train with Kobe Bryant, who's one of the greatest basketballers of all time, in the summertime, in the off season, to learn some stuff with him. And one of the things I said is, what did Kobe teach you? And I thought there's been a couple of times that things that Kobe has said that I've listened to have been very poignant, not just for basketball or sport or even life, but in particular for public speaking. Let me explain. He said, be like a kid. He said, you got to be like a kid. And that's to, first off, think outside the square. Kids will see three stones on the ground and they'll turn them into dinosaurs and they can play dinosaurs. But they can also, obviously constantly trying to enjoy themselves and be entertained. And that's what we lose track of when we're in the day-to-day grind of everything. We don't sit back and go, what do I enjoy doing? What can I do? But the other thing is, they are constantly learning. And this is something that over the last few years I have been, I try and learn something new every day. I'm always listening to a book, listening to podcasts like these. I'm listening to different courses and trainings and reading blog posts and doing different things to try and make myself continually learn. Because here's the thing, I've heard it constantly time and time again, and we're getting to how this connects to public speaking, but one of there's research out there that shows that adults are actually better at learning new languages than children. And some of you would have heard from different people, I'd love to learn Spanish or I'd love to learn Japanese, but yeah, I'm too old. It's a lot easier when you're younger and you're a kid and they pick things up quicker. The research has actually shown that those kids who are struggling to walk around and struggling to string a full sentence together, they don't actually pick up and grasp the concepts of languages anywhere near as easily as what we do. But they're continually learning because it makes their life easier. Okay, sometimes you have to go through the hard things to make life get a little bit easier. And the exact same thing happens with public speaking. We get to a certain point, a certain age, where a lot of us go, oh, well, that person's better at us than I am, or I'm just not that good at it. And what that leads to is we put it in the too hard basket. We stop trying to learn. We stop trying to improve. You might have heard me use the analogy about riding a bicycle. None of us start off riding a bicycle really well. We have training wheels, or we just use our legs to start off with. We learn how to steer, then we jump onto a tricycle, and then maybe progress to a bicycle with training wheels, then eventually onto a bike, and then so on and so forth. And some of us end up as Tour de France or Olympic riders, and some of us just ride around for leisure. But we've all got different skill levels, but we all go through that transition. The exact same thing happens with public speaking. It's a learned skill. You've just got to learn the best way to go about it, and that is what my goal and aim is. So my first challenge for you for 2019 is, be like a kid. Consistently be thinking outside of the box and challenging yourself to learn something new every day. Start trying to find out what you don't know, and then you can start plugging those gaps and figure out either who knows it, how you can learn it off them, or what you need to do to improve at those areas that you are weaker at. The next thing I want to talk to you about, very cliche for this time of year, but it's a good a time as any to set up some new goals for what your aims are for 2019. And I'm going to go through mine just from a public side of things to keep myself accountable and also to be able to look back in a year's time and go, hey, what's happened? How did things go? Where did I go well? Where did I not go so well? And try and reverse engineer and mitigate those sorts of things. So what my goals are, and this is in a speaking realm, is my aim is to help 1,000 people this year, okay, across different mediums through live trainings, online trainings, through my public speaking secrets book, which I've just had the hard copy delivered. And if you actually want a hard copy, give me a, I'm going to have it all sorted out soon. If you just want to pay the shipping, I will ship you a copy absolutely free. Just give me an email at victor@passiveincomeyoung.com, and when that's all organized and ready to send out, I will get that off to you. But with my goals, I want to transition. I've got a lot of my online content and training and things all set up, which I've done over the last, you know, probably year or two, which is basically distilled and put on 18 years of learning into an online platform. Where I want to take that now is kind of combining my public speaking skills and training alongside my things that I've learned through maybe my previous podcast and businesses that I've run and pitching, presenting, those sorts of things. What I want to do is go into corporate organizations and run corporate training events. I've done this for people on an individual basis, and I know that it'll be something that I could scale and have a huge effect in a company, being able to close more deals, to get in front of more of their ideal prospects and clients, and have confident speakers who represent their business, whether that be the CEO, you know, a manager, all the way down to new level staff. But having been able to have more people as a billboard and a banner promoting their business in front of more people is a massive leverage. So that's something that I'm aiming to do. And if I was to reverse engineer it, I want by the end of the year to have 2 months where I have two consistent months where I have two presentations a month to corporate organizations. What you got to understand is there's a bit of social proof that needs to be built up. So I've been working on a lot of that. There's the outreach, there's the going back and forth, finding days that work. It's not like I'm going to get, you know, two in the next week. So there's a lot of things that I've been working on and set up in the background. And so in the first half of this year, I'm working with a previous guest I had on an old podcast who has scaled businesses and had, you know, 8-figure exits of them and consults to a lot of really good companies, and he's giving me some insights on how I can set this up to scale. So eventually what I'd love to do is have trainers that I train, and that way my influence is even bigger. At the moment, what I have to do is further dive into that market research. Eventually by mid-year have one per month coming in, and then over that next 6 months scale that up. Once I've got that scaled in my local area, I can then look to start training some trainers and have the sales process and the getting of the clients more fine-tuned, the systems on what businesses are finding beneficial. I'm doing all the market testing and getting all the research. Then I can actually fine-tune what I'm going to send these trainers out to train. Fast forward another year after that, I'd ideally like other trainers in other industries outside of kind of the public speaking and communication, whether that be sales or digital marketing or leadership, those sorts of things, that we can offer a full package. So if one of our speakers or one of our trainers goes into an organization, we obviously provide an awesome service. Everyone enjoys it. And then we can start offering other areas of value that are going to benefit this business as well. So rather than trying to find more clients, we can offer more clients more products. And everyone has a win-win situation when you have a good product. So what does that mean for me? It means that within probably the time that you're listening to this, a lot of my online stuff will be ready to launch and be tested, and that will take less of my time, so more of my time can be put into building these relationships with corporate organizations and going from there. So yeah, we're in January now, looking towards February, having some of these conversations started, March, some of these talks locked in, and then building them up throughout the year. So hopefully, what I'd like you to do, and actually one of my other goals is, I've got some one-on-one students that I'm working with, and part of that is once they've got their keynote presentations organized, or they've got their talks and their confidence built up through one-on-one training, I'm then going to create a team that we get them booked onto podcasts and booked at speaking events. And that's something that is going to help build their credibility, get their brand or their business in front of more people, and get them to be able to spread their message on an even more powerful note. And that's something else that I've been working on. And the cool thing is it'll just evolve as my growth with these students evolve. So as when they're ready, then I'll be able to roll out those different things. And so with that, we're talking about, you know, getting people booked on podcasts and speaking events. How many speaking events do you want to speak at this year? What type of talks do you want to give? How many podcasts do you want to feature on? What sort of boardroom presentations or pitches do you want to be a part of or leading? Or, you know, what percent do you want to be closing? I want you to reverse engineer all that and start looking at where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, trying to find out and ask other people where your blind spots or your weaknesses might be. Find those people who are successful in what you're currently doing. See if you can ask them some questions to find out what separates them from everybody else. If you can reverse engineer that, then you will be on track to be able to set some timely goals where, you know, you can smash 2019 out of the park, but being able to tick off those smaller goals in the interim to make sure that you achieve that bigger one. All right, team. So if you would like a copy of my public speaking secrets book, be sure to give me an email, victor@passiveincomeyoung.com. And once that's all ready to send out, I will get that out to you. I hope that you take the time to, and yeah, even email me as well, what your speaking goals are. I'll keep you accountable. And if you'd like, this is a bit spontaneous, but if you would like a 30-minute clarity call to work through what your goals are and how you can achieve them, the first three people to get a hold of me off the back of this podcast once they've listened, I will block out 30 minutes and we will have a chat. So start 2019 with a bang, and as always, keep living life on your own terms. And I look forward to seeing you in our next episode of Public Speaking Secrets. You can find this plus a ton of other training that I have built up over the last year at publicspeakingblueprint.com. If you want to fast track your confidence and impact with public speaking, then be sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where there's an array of free resources to help you no matter where you are on your journey to becoming a more powerful speaker. And while you're at it, jump over to Facebook and join our free community called Speaker Nation, where there's a ton of other like-minded individuals just like yourself looking to level up. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode.